This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
And today we're talking about having the tonsillectomy procedure done. To help us with this, I'm joined on the line by ENT specialist Dr. Lorraine Masucha. Good morning, Doc. Thank you so much for your time. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am well, thank you. Doc, what are the most common signs and symptoms that indicate that a person may have a serious tonsil problem rather than a simple sore throat?
So tonsil problems are usually recurrent if we're talking about infections, because there are different types of problems.
Okay.
So if it's an infection which is commonly caused tonsillitis, which can be due to viruses or bacteria, the patients are very sick. And with severe sore throat, it's not just a simple sore throat, severe sore throat. And if it's bacterial infection, they may have a fever. And they usually feel like the whole body is sick, so what we call malaise. And in people that have problems, it's usually recurrent. So meaning it may come many times in a year. Unlike a simple tonsillitis, remember we can all have it, just like the flu. We can have flu once in a while. So you can have tonsillitis once in a while. So when it comes to recurrent tonsillitis, meaning it's happening a lot, some people will say they have infections four, five times, six times a year. But then some have severe infections to the point that there is pus in the tonsils. They can't even open their mouth. They can't even speak. And that will be a very severe infection. You don't have to have so many before we say this is serious. You can have one, two, or three, and we say, no, this is enough. So that is only about infections. Remember, there are other diseases of the tonsils.
So talking about there being other diseases and it getting severe to the point where there's pus, is that the point where a tonsillectomy is recommended? And what factors are considered before deciding that surgery is necessary?
So tonsillectomy is not only decided for infections.
Okay.
You can have a tonsillectomy even if you have a, what we call hypertrophy. So these are just very big tonsils. In kids, they usually go hand in hand with tonsils at the back of the nose, which are commonly known as adenoids. Just, I say it's a fancy term, but they're tonsils. They're the same as the ones in the throat. And then with kids, but also in adults, but commonly so in kids, they grow a lot to a point where they cause difficulty in breathing. So this will be the kids who will be snoring, mouth breathing, having difficulty in breathing. You can actually hear the child breathing even when they're awake. So those are some of the conditions where you would like to remove the tonsils, because with the hypertrophy, there's no medication. They will just keep on growing and they cause other complications because the child is struggling to breathe. So in a situation where you say, this child has very big tonsils, struggling to breathe, or this person, adult or kids, this person has severe episodes of tonsillitis, we need to remove the tonsils, which is what we call tonsillectomy. It can be done, number one, at any age. The myth is, common myth is that you're too old for tonsillectomy.
Yes,
That's a myth. Anybody can remove tonsils. 6 months old, 7 year old, 70 years old, 50 years old, the procedure is the same.
Done
in theater. It's done in theater under general anesthesia. So you are sleeping, you can't hear anything. And then we remove your tonsils, which is done intraorally, meaning in the mouth. So another myth is that you have a scar on the neck. So any patient with a scar on the neck didn't undergo tonsillectomy procedures, other operations, surgical procedures.
Are there situations, Doc, where tonsillectomy is not advised, and what alternative treatments are available for recurrent tonsil infection?
No, hardly ever.
Okay.
Most of the time, if you have comorbidities, like, for example, the kids I'm talking about, if nothing is done, they end up with in heart failure, for example. We'd rather optimize them. The cardiologist will treat the heart failure, make sure they are fit for surgery, and then we remove the tonsils. If you have this recurrent tonsillitis and you have other comorbidities, we must make sure that you are optimized. If it's a condition that needs to be treated by the physicians, it will be treated. And then after you are now fit for surgery, we remove the tonsils.
Sure. And I think, you know, anytime you mention surgery to a layman, we always get scared because, you know, we're going under the knife. That's what we call it, going under the knife. So it's very scary.
Now, operation. So what it means, you're going to theater, and then they will put a drip with the kids. They like giving some gas before because they are scared of needles. Mm-hmm. And then afterwards they put a drip and they put you to sleep. Anesthesia, just like any other operation, if we use the word operation. Mm-hmm. And then from there we open your mouth. If it's the ones at the back of the nose, remember the mouth and the nose there, the back is one passage. We also remove those through the mouth. And then wazura, wire body, we observe you 2-4 hours depending on how you are. Then you go home. 99% of the time, you go home the same day. Adults and kids alike.
Yeah, no, you've just eased a lot of people. I'm guessing somebody who was about to undergo this and they were scared. Thank you so much for putting us at ease. Doc, for those people who would like to get in touch with you as an ENT specialist, how do they find you?
Okay, they can find me on 015-296-0500 or on 063-981-2529.
Thank you so much for your time, Doc. Really do appreciate it. And do have a lovely day.
You too. Thank you.
There you have it. It's not a very long procedure. In fact, you can go home the day of that particular procedure. But I can understand the anxiety and the fears, man. I mean, you're going under, you know. Once you say going under, it's almost like coming back up is a mission on its own. But, you know, I'd like to trust doctors. Every time I interact with a doctor, I just like to trust them and say they know what they are doing. And also, now, my question to you is, have you ever been told that you need your tonsils removed? What concerns or questions did you have about the procedure? Shifamenjani, and was it a great decision for you? Let me know on 079-899-6226.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.